Is your phone use making you unhappy or others around you unhappy? Is your phone use, the way you use your phone, making others unhappy or yourself? And when I say others unhappy, is the way you use your phone making someone else unhappy? Is the way you use your phone, even if you have no problem with the way you use your phone and you defend it regularly, is someone in your life complaining about your use of your phone? A family member, especially a spouse, maybe a child. Has it maybe been a point of contention between you and someone else? Okay, let's talk about this because this weekend, when I was at that women's event, I was listening to a lot of the women there and in some of the discussion groups and kind of just, walking around as I was hearing people chit-chatting. And one of the struggles that a lot of the women kept repeating over and over and over again was about phone. Now, this is fascinating to me because I told my husband, I heard a bunch of conversations, and what do you think the number one complaint and difficulty between spouses was? And he said, money. I said, actually, no. It had to do with phone use. Now, here are a couple examples. One example, one of the women was talking about how she was working through communication with her husband when it came to the phone, and she shared an example. She was sharing with her husband about her sister who has cancer, and she was talking to her husband about the sister who had cancer. He took out his phone while she was talking about her sister who had cancer. Now, for her, it was extremely upsetting. To him, I just took out my phone briefly. What's the big deal? They were able to work it out, but here's the thing. She had something very important that she needed him to listen to, and he had a phone call coming in to which he checked to see who it was in the middle of listening to a pretty serious conversation. And it gave set the precedence, I think, for me to see a lot of the conversations that were happening. Some people were just talking about bad timing of cell phone use with their spouse. Others were talking about spouses who spend way too much time in the restroom, to which they're saying, hey, like, where are you? What's going on? Others saying that, in fact, cell phone use has gotten in the way of work productivity and getting things done. It's been a distraction. Others are saying they've seen negative moods or obsession with social media through cell phone use and aggravated tempers. Some people saying their spouse just can never put the phone down at all. It's impacting family time, and it's just the default of every given moment of the day. And so, how to figure out what to do with this argument and battle over cell phone use is becoming a ongoing and quite climactic fight in ma many homes today. In fact, I had people over for dinner just a couple weeks ago, and a couple in front of me was literally arguing about cell phone use right then and there, about how much one of the spouses uses their cell phone. And it was more so a plea of like someone else intervene because I'm sick of having to deal with this by myself. Maybe that's you. Maybe you feel that way, or maybe you're on the other side of the spectrum going, yeah, I probably use my cell phone too much, but I really don't need anyone, especially my spouse, telling me how to use my phone. So, how do we fix this? Here's my challenge to you. If you are someone who's had other people complaining about your cell phone use, I want you to consider trying a couple of things. And I'll talk about them, I'll list them out here. I have 7 things for you to do. Now, if you, any of you are listening right now, I want to encourage you to try at least 2 or 3 of these, if not all of them as well, to decrease cell phone use. Not a lot of people like to think about this, but we're actually addicted to our cell phones. I've become pretty good about decreasing my time on my phone, but I am still tempted by my phone. I'm attracted to the lights, the task switching, the distraction, the swapping from app to app. But I've taken some pretty strong protective measures over the last 7 years or so for one particular reason. Because it gets in the way of productivity. It doesn't make me happy, so that'd be a second reason. And third, did you know that your cell phone can be addictive? I'm not just talking about social media, those games, or whatever else you do on your phone. Let's be real, even our budgeting apps can be addictive on our phone. It kind of becomes a game. Even calendaring, putting everything in the calendar, text messaging, all of it. But I want to talk universally about the challenge of cell phone use. So, did you know that every time you receive a notification on your phone, you get a little hit of dopamine? Dopamine is that chemical in our brain that gives us a sense of pleasure. For example, dopamine functions often when our bodies are working in their animal-like instincts. For example, when our body begins to get hot, what does it do? It sweats. Well, when we need to eat, our body is kicked in to drop a little bit of dopamine into our brain to remind us to eat. Remember that feeling of eating? It felt really good. You feel kind of good even just thinking about it now. Dopamine helps us to survive. It's one of those survival chemicals and pleasure reward chemicals. But did you know that dopamine also triggers within our brain and increases when we receive a notification on our phone? When our phone just lights up. And when I say just lights up, like just lights up for a notification. Or every time we take our phone off of our desk and pick it up and see that brightness click right before our eyes. Every single one of these things helps to create a dopamine rush within our head. Now, add that times maybe picking up your phone 100 times in one day. Let's be real. This is actually a common occurrence. Do you know how many times you pick up your cell phone each day? I think there's actually something in your phone where it tells you that now. You should check it out. Okay, so not only are we getting those dopamine rushes from the notifications, we also get them from the dings and the bells and the whistles that we hear from our phone. You know those people who like won't turn off the clicking sound every time they tap a button? We know who you are. And I despise that. I'm just saying, I'm like, please, I'm like twitching with every ABC you tap right now. Just put your phone on silent, please. For the love of everything in the world, just put your phone on silent. I'm not a sound person. I don't like hearing cluttery sound. I hate having white noise or fans on. That being said, all of these things built into our phone, they're built in to continue to keep us attracted, to be a regular ongoing user, but might I outright say addict to our phone. That head of Netflix some years ago said that his number one competitor is sleep. The tech industry across the board is the only industry apart from the drug industry, illegal drug industry, that refers to its customer as users. The more you use, the better the product is in terms of the lucrative outcome, in terms of income for those who create it. So how do we overcome these phone addictions? Okay, number one, and this is like my number one thing. It's the most challenging of them all. Do the black and white challenge. The black and white challenge is this: turn your phone screen into complete black and white. Now, don't worry if you take a photo, if you snap a photo, it actually is in color, but you just can't see the color because your screen's set to black and white. Just giving that caveat because a lot of people object because of photos. Okay, black and white challenge. Let me tell you about this. My phone has been on black and white since 2016. So that's 5 years now. So my phone's on black and white. And I'll never forget the first week. So let's be real. Do you ever have those times when your like hand is practically tingling and you just need to grab for your phone and you can't help yourself? Your hand is literally tingling. It's almost twitching. You need to grab your phone. Yeah, I've been there too. Well, guess what? Turning my phone on black and white, it goes away. Now, it sounds dramatic when I say twitching, tingling, but like there's this desire and you feel it in your hand. Like I need to pick up my phone. That will go away if you do this black and white challenge. Also, the first week, I remember a couple days into the black and white challenge, I picked up my phone, I looked at it, there was no color on the screen, and out loud, I spoke to my phone, and I said, "You are so dissatisfying." Now, this is purely an emotional response. This wasn't me going, "Oh, you dissatisfy me," being defiant. No, this was me looking at my phone, and I was disappointed. You know when you were a kid, and you looked at that friend and you're like, "You're boring. I'm bored." That's basically how I responded to my phone. Like a child. "You just dissatisfied me." That was the day when I realized that this black and white challenge that I've been doing for just a couple days now is going to be permanent. So I want to encourage you to do it. Now, I have an iPhone, so a lot of the things I'm saying are very much so geared toward the iPhone because I'm in my own little bubble, and I think everyone else has an iPhone or should have an iPhone because that's just what I do. And so everything can be adapted for your phone and your settings, which is why I'm not going to tell you how to do it. You can Google it. Go in even, I mean, on the iPhone settings, you can even tap in the search bar and type in color display. Black and white challenge, do it, make it happen. It's important. In fact, you can head over to my website. I've not thrown this out here in a while. It's radiotrending.com. We'll post a link on social media as well. And just in the search bar type the black and white challenge. We'll post a link on Twitter to that article I actually put up called the black and white challenge, telling you what to do. Okay, so that's your number one challenge. Number two, I want you to turn your lock screen lift off. So in other words, if your phone is sitting on the table and you pick it up, you know how it lights up? I want you to turn that off. So when you lift your phone off the table, it stays black. Why? Because we need to decrease the number of times we lift our phone up off the table because we are looking for that dopamine hit. And that's also going to help us decrease the number of times that when we lift that phone up to just, quote, check the time, we then check everything else. Number three, you need to turn off all notifications. Only notifications that should be coming across are phone call, voicemail, and if your text messages are important, keep your text message notifications on. Now, I've kept all phone and text notifications on. However, I usually keep my phone on silent. Why? Because I personally need to make sure that I'm not perpetually distracted by my phone. Every ding, I have to check it. So I usually keep my ringer off unless something important is expected to come through. Okay, when I say turn off notifications, turn off your notifications for your Candy Crush. Turn off your notifications for Facebook. Turn off your notifications for Instagram. Turn off all of your notifications. Again, only important communication should be coming through. Even turn off your email notifications. That's right, I said it. Turn off your email notifications. If you're in the business world and need to be checking your email regularly, schedule a time twice a day to do that. Trust me, you'll save time, you'll be less burnt out, you'll be more productive. And you'll send fewer emails as well. Number four of seven tips to overcome phone addiction or complaints that you might be receiving from a loved one or frustration you have with yourself. Trust me, these will make you happier. Turn off task notifications. So if you're on your phone, so let's say I'm on my phone and let's say I'm researching something on the internet on my phone, or I'm putting a calendar update into my calendar. I'm not going to have a text message notification pop up on my screen while I'm doing that. Why? Because if that text message notification pops up on my screen, I usually go do-do-do-do-do, and I'm gone from accomplishing either putting that task in or that event in my calendar or from finishing the research I was doing to begin with. Trust me, you'll be okay if you don't see the notification right away. If you're expecting something, you know to go and check for it. But of course, if your phone's on lock screen, when you check, it'll be across on your front screen. I know this sounds silly, but it's another really simple one where you will no longer be changing from task to task. So turn off any drop-down notifications for text messaging on your screen. Okay, number five, delete trigger apps, games, social media, whatever it is that is causing you to be overly consumed on your phone. Maybe you only check Instagram now on your computer. That's right, computer has Instagram as well, on occasion. Maybe you have a timer on your computer for how long you can spend on it. Maybe you need to delete that. Even, for example, that budgeting app that you tend to have turned into a game now, and maybe you should just check it on your computer. Or maybe you need to delete that Candy Crush, Tetris, or whatever game you've fallen in love with on your phone that you absentmindedly pick up. Number six, know your triggers. Whether it's a notification for Facebook, whether it's email, whatever you're spending the bulk of your time on your phone, work on a plan, an action plan to get off of it. For me, I think I deleted Facebook from my phone like back in 2014 or 15. Awesome decision. So glad I did it. You should do it too. Number seven, I know this isn't very fashionable per se, but it can be. Buy a watch. That way, every time you want to know what time it is, you're not looking at your phone, but instead you're looking at your wrist. It's going to decrease the number of times you're using your phone. Trust me, although dopamine is a happy chemical, when we have a misbalance of dopamine levels in our body, it can actually impact our bottom line and our feeling of happiness. Because remember, happiness is a fleeting emotion. Because we're now being impacted by mood, hormones, and chemicals that have to do with feelings. So I want to highly encourage you to consider 1, 2, 3, or maybe even all 7 of these fixes to overcome phone use, decrease it so you can be happier, have more time, pray more, look other people in the face more, decrease maybe those complaints you're receiving from your spouse when it comes to phone use.